Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, brought to you by the Patriot Gold Group. Last week, there was a nursing student in Georgia, University of Georgia, that was found dead on campus. She was found at a forested area near the intramural fields. 22-year-old Lakin Riley. The murderer was Jose Antonio Ibarra, 26 years old, and gosh golly, wouldn't you know what happened to be an illegal immigrant. Had no contact with this woman before, just killed her. Came into America illegally September 2022 in El Paso. And you may be thinking, geez, how do we know that? That's how do we know that in great detail, the when and the where? Well, he was captured by the, not captured, he brought himself to Border Patrol and they took down his name and date and all that and then released him. And he went to New York City with his wife and five-year-old son. And he was arrested for endangering the welfare of a child. This one article said, after police spotted him transporting the boy on his scooter without a helmet. I don't know what really happened, but I don't know. I think it takes a lot to get arrested for endangering the welfare of a child these days. So he moved to Georgia, I guess left his wife, but he by himself moved to Georgia with his brother. Here's a little fun twist on the story. His brother had a fake green card that he used to get a job on University of Georgia's campus as a dishwasher. And he murdered this girl. So in a sane world, of course, that would be it. We would shut the border down and no more illegal immigrants from Venezuela or anywhere else. That's it. But no. I guess this wasn't bad enough. It's not enough. I mean, more people murdered. And we could spend hours here going through all the people who have been murdered by illegal immigrants from drunk drivers or straight up murders like this, whatever. But you would think in the same world that would be it. And it's like, no, not even. It would need to be a terrorist attack. We would need to have a full-blown, massive terrorist attack where the people come across the border illegally to get here, and then we'll start to care enough to close the border. But even then, we wouldn't. I guarantee you, even then, we wouldn't. It would become political immediately, and it wouldn't happen even after 9/11. I think all of them actually, but I'll give myself some leeway here. Almost all of the 9/11 hijackers were here on expired visas. And half of everyone who's here illegally is here on an expired visa. So you'd think after 9/11, we would do everything we could to take care of that problem. But instead, they decided to just grope you at TSA forever. That's what we decided. Because one guy tried to light his shoe on fire. So we're just going to do that instead of crack down on people with expired visas.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
So, no matter how many illegal immigrants kill, no matter how many young women, sanity will never win. It's I will save this for the radio show on SiriusXM Patriot every weekday morning from 6 to 9 in the morning, simulcast live on the First TV from 7 to 9, firsttv.com, First TV app, 347 DirecTV, Roku, Pluto, everywhere you stream television. We'll talk more about it there. But it really, it almost couldn't be more open. It could, I guess. We could just even not even register anyone at all. This is such a problem. It may be the number one issue for this election, maybe even more than the economy. It's always the economy is number one. This one actually may be worse. So that's the story. A lot of different places we can go here. We could talk about the suffering of the family of this young woman and the many more who have died so unjustly at an illegal immigrant. And illegal immigrants who have been arrested before. That's like crazy. We talked to the congressman today about a dad, father of three girls, I believe, in northern Wisconsin, was killed by an illegal immigrant drunk driver. It was the second time this guy was caught driving drunk. Second time. Like, what is he still doing here after the first time? We could talk about immigration in the Bible. We've done that before. There's different words in the Bible to describe different types of traveling and different types of sojourning and how there definitely are legally recognized boundaries that you need permission to be in. Like, that's obviously true in the Bible. But here's where I want to go this week. There's a very strong article from Greg Morse called Uprooting Sensibility, The Plain Speech of Godly Men. The Plain Speech. I want to talk this week about speaking clearly and boldly for the truth and not being ashamed. This doesn't mean speak recklessly. It doesn't mean to be a jerk on purpose. It doesn't mean to be unwise, of course. It means being bold in the truth. And your top priority should be to fear God, and that's it. Jesus said, "Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil." So there's context to that we can spend some time on, but the context really just backs up the plain reading and the simple assumption of that line right there. Your assumption is right. It means be truthful. Let your yes mean yes. Be truthful in all circumstances. Be honest. Be a man of your word. And we know this is right. I mean, all the great men in film are men of few words. Their words are precise. And they're quiet most of the time. They don't go off blabbing their mouth all the time. They listen and they shoot back strong and boldly. So for the next couple of days here, I want to talk about plain speak and not being deterred by sentimentality, because Jesus wasn't. Jesus was not concerned about the feelings of the Pharisees. The stakes were too high. Matthew 5:27, this blew me away when I found this scripture here. The Bible's amazing. No matter how many times you read it, no matter how many times you come across the story, you always find something different. Matthew 15:12, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" The Pharisees are like, "Jesus, man, you offended them. Don't you know that you offended them? They were so offended." Jesus spoke harshly against the Pharisees. The seven woes, because there's too much at stake. There's no time for sentimentality. People who follow the Pharisees are being kept from heaven. They're being kept from God. This is serious business. And the disciples are like, "Jesus, I don't know. That came across a little strong. Maybe you don't need to be so blunt next time." Look, their feelings are hurt. Look, one of them's crying. You made them cry. I don't know if they actually cried. But that's what we say now. Oh, your feelings. Got to be careful with the. We got to be nice. We got to be so nice. Nice. Let's stop here for now. We'll talk tomorrow about Jesus' response. Well, let me just tell you what he said. He said, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. What does that mean? What is this all? Let's talk about plants. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. The goal, of course, is never to be mean or to offend for the sake of offending. The goal is to speak the truth and let the cards fall where they may. To not get deterred. There's a better word than deterred. To not get, that's not distracted either. To not be a wimp, to not pansy out. Come on, someone help me with a better word. There's a good word there. I can't think of it. To not fail to speak the truth because you're afraid someone may be offended. To not lose the truth to sentimentality. Certainly in the context of spreading the gospel and the truth there, we must be bold and not be afraid. But just in the truth in every aspect of life. Political things as well. Just tell the truth. We can't be afraid to do that. We'll talk about that this week. MikeSlater.locals.com. Commercial free transcripts and night before MikeSlater.locals.com.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.